Stuff, ice melt or whatever it is. All right, winner, bring it on, bring it on. I know many of you who are going to listen to this podcast are unbelievably excited about the possibility of snow days, and I'm just looking at this and thinking this is the absolute worst possible week for this to happen. And it's going to wreak havoc, I'm afraid, on our conference tournaments in basketball. Hi, friends. Rob with them here. Time for Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. RVA Sports Network on Twitter at the RVA Sports Net. And, of course, our channels throughout the 804 that cover individual areas. And follow us on Twitter wherever you are and wherever you want to know about what's going on at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. And again, our main network feed at the RVA Sports Net. It's been a great week. Lots of good stuff happening. A lot of people to salute on the roll call coming up in a bit. We have our final top 10 boys and girls basketball polls here in just a few moments. And we're going to go ahead and talk about conference schedules, even though they all might be completely ripped up and in shreds by Monday night. If this expected snowstorm comes into the area, this is a very interesting storm to me because historically, the biggest snowfalls that we get around here in the Richmond area, when we finally do get snow, they're not big monsters that come down from the northwest or out of Canada, that sort of thing. Of course, we have to have the cold weather in terms of the temperature come from that direction in order to set the stage. But the moisture has to come normally out of the Gulf of Mexico, and this one's going to do that. But this particular system isn't going to dive as far south as some of our historic storms here in the area. The first one that comes to my mind is the storm we got in 1983, just a little over 32 years ago. It was about the 9th, 10th February, somewhere around that arena. What I can remember for sure was it was my sophomore year of high school, and the night the storm hit, which was a Thursday night, it was North Carolina versus Virginia. It was the year after North Carolina had won their first national title. Michael Jordan was a sophomore. UVA, it was Ralph Sampson's senior season, and they, of course, had gone to the Final Four 2 years previously. They had gotten knocked out the tournament unceremoniously the year previous by UAB, Alabama Birmingham. And that was a huge night at Carmichael when North Carolina got a win over Virginia as the snow began to fall. And we got 17 inches in 24 hours. I remember it like it was yesterday. So by Friday afternoon, we were snowed in. Of course, I grew up in Beaver Dam up in northwest Hanover County. Yeah, Hanover Sports Tweeters, the place that you always root for to get snow so that you can close schools in Mechanicsville. Yeah, I know. I see those tweets and I smile because they all felt the same way back in the 80s when I was in school as well. Hey, if they get snow up in Beaver Dam, it'll close the county, and that'll be great, even if Mechanicsville doesn't get anything, you know. So, you know, but that storm dug deep into the south and then kind of up towards us, and some other storms were like that. Superstorm of 93 that did a lot more snow damage and whatnot in other areas of the Mid-Atlantic than it did here in Richmond. Think about the blizzard of 96 and some others. But this one is kind of just riding along the Tennessee Valley, and it's going to produce some crippling ice, unfortunately, in portions of Tennessee and down into our friends in western North Carolina, and maybe even some ice problems down in Raleigh, where my son and I were just a few nights ago taking in a National Hockey League game. If you were following us on Instagram on RVA Sports Network, you saw that on Thursday. We took a night, and my son's scheduled to get married in a few months, and it was one of those, okay, last father-son hurrah deals where we got in the car, we drove the 3 hours to Raleigh, enjoyed the game, got in the car, and drove the 3 hours home. And we were back home before 1 o'clock in the morning, actually. It worked out really, really well. And then I slept in on Friday, I can tell you. I can tell you that for sure. So, but we've got our friends at NBC 12 on the 6 p.m. Sunday newscast. Meteorologist Ross Runner was talking about the possibility of anywhere from 6 to even up to 12 inches of snow, depending upon how heavy the snow is Monday night. And whether or not it gets mixed in any way, shape, or form with some sleet, it will probably do that southern Virginia toward the Carolina border. And if you're listening down Dinwiddie or Prince George County, you may see some of that, so the snow totals may not be as big. But right in the heart of the Richmond area, it could be really wild. When we wake up on Tuesday morning, and of course, you know how these things happen. We may wake up on Tuesday morning and only see 3 inches, and the storm didn't produce as much, yada, yada, yada. But what we're afraid of is that no matter what, it's going to produce enough almost assuredly that we're going to have some issues with our conference tournament schedules. So we'll talk about what the tournament schedules are in their regular format. And then as time goes on this week and we have the snow and schools close and tournaments change and things get different, we'll of course keep you constantly updated on Twitter, as well as posting them on our websites, all three of them: HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, where of course we've had tournament schedules up all week long. All right, we'll start with the top 10s. Let's do that. Our final top 10 polls of the year, because now we break into the different classifications, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A. The Prep League playoffs are scheduled to begin on Tuesday. And so, you know, really, really no reason to continue top 10 polls once the regular season is complete. And so here is your first of all, your first final girls top 10 poll of 2014-15. And you'll note very little change in the top 10. Entering the top 10 at number 10, a salute to the justices of John Marshall, who finished the season with a big win over Thomas Jefferson. They'll be the top seed in conference number 26 when it gets underway, whenever. that's all I can tell you right now, to be truthful and honest with you, thanks to Mother Nature. John Marshall finishing at 16-5, and good luck to the justices. It's going to be fun to see how much of a run they can make. Maybe out of Conference 26 into 3A East. Who knows what might happen. Ladies, throw caution to the wind, and good luck to you in the postseason. Number 9 in our girls poll, our final poll of the year, the Deep Run Wildcats. Deep Run finishing at 16-5 on the regular season, and then they get win number 17 on Saturday in the first round of the Conference 11 tournament, defeating Mills Godwin. And, of course, that means Deep Run will be moving on to the semifinals to take on Henrico. And Henrico, finishing with kind of a rough week, ending at number 8 in our poll with a record of 18-4, was talking to Coach Rodney Wilson at the Conference 11 tournament on Saturday. And he was talking to me about some of the games, some of the issues they had. They held some players out, but they also had some players who were sick this week, too. But it sounds like all hands will be on deck come conference semifinals, and they are scheduled to take place on Wednesday night, and Henrico will face Deep Run in that 2-3 game in the semis. And, of course, you know, at the conference tournament level, the big night, it's not really the championship, because in the championship, yeah, the winner gets the trophy, but both teams are going to move on in regions. Do or Die night is semifinal night. That's the big night of a conference tournament. And so, it works again that way in the region as well. Once you get to the region semifinals, it's do or die. You win, you move on to the state level, no matter whether you win the region title game or not. And if you lose, your season comes to a thumping, disappointing end. And so, conference semifinal, regional semifinals, those are the huge nights. Not as much at the conference and the regional final level. Of course, you want to win the tournament, you want to get a trophy, you want to have the number one seed coming out of your conference or coming out of your region when the brackets are out for the region and the state respectively, but to make sure your season continues, it's semifinal night that is of the utmost importance. So it'll be 9 Deep Run versus 8 Henrico in our top 10 in a one conference 11 semifinal Wednesday night at Hermitage High School. Number 7, moving up in our final poll, and congratulations to the Tigers of J.R. Tucker. 19 wins on the season. There are only 3 teams in our top 10 that won 19 or more in the regular season, and J.R. Tucker is one of them. And they finish at number 7. and move in as the number two seed in the Conference 20 tournament, which is scheduled to get underway on Tuesday night. Number six and number five will get to know each other well. They played each other this past week with number five beating number six, and they may see each other again when it's all said and done in the Conference 12 championship game. At number six, finishing at 17-5 on the season, Prince George and Ariel Stevenson, with another fine campaign, even though they fell to LC Byrd in their regular season finale showdown earlier this past week. And LC Byrd had a really good performance that night. But the Royals will be back and give them their best shot if they end up seeing each other in a one-versus-two battle. Now, there's some other teams in Conference 12 that would like to pull off an upset and have something to say about that happening, but a lot of people believe that we will see Ariel Stevenson and the number five Skyhawks of LC Byrd, Taja Cole and company, together again, scheduled for Friday night in the Conference 12 championship game over at Manchester High School. LC Byrd finishing in our top 10 at number five at 17-5, and another 17-5 team, Midlothian, finishes up at number four. And you'll note these teams have not moved at all from last week's top 10. Even though Midlothian lost and had some struggles, they did not play their best ball Tuesday night at Cosby in the game you heard live here on the RVA Sports Network. They turned it around, won the makeup game Wednesday afternoon at Clover Hill, and then had a fantastic performance at home in their senior night finale against number two Monacan. And of course, a lot of people wondering if Midlothian and Monacan will have round four in the Conference 20 championship game. But there are two teams north of the river that might want to say something about that. In fact, actually three in Conference 20 when you characterize the fact that Caroline actually got the fourth seed over Glen Allen, much to the surprise of some people who did not follow Caroline girls basketball this season. And so it'll be the five seed Glen Allen against the four seed Caroline on Tuesday night, weather permitting. Three seed Midlothian host Hanover, and they'll be a prohibitive favorite. And the seven seed Dinwiddie goes to two seed Tucker Tuesday night. Tigers a prohibitive favorite. But out of those teams, Tucker, Glen Allen, Caroline, any one of those three would love to spoil the party. And, you know, Glen Allen, Caroline winner gets Monacan in one semifinal. If seeds hold to form, it would be Tucker and Midlothian in the other semifinal. And J.R. Tucker would love nothing more than to put an end to the Trojan season and keep their season alive. It's really sad that those are five pretty doggone good teams in Conference 20 in the girls, and only two of them are going to make it to the 4A South Region Tournament. And that all will, of course, unfold, hopefully, this week, weather permitting. Midlothian at number four, finishing up there in our top 10. Great season, ladies. Been a pleasure following you and all the teams. Number three, Cosby, finishing up their season with that win over Midlothian on senior night Tuesday night, 71-51, 17-4 their record, of course, now. Cosby branches out over in 6A as the top seed in the Conference 3 tournament. They will await a winner of the 4-5 matchup on Wednesday night. And then hopefully, if they are able to make that, get that victory, then they're on their way to the 6A South Regional. And, of course, they'll play for the Conference 3 championship on Friday. Number two, Monacan, suffering that loss at Midlothian to wrap up the regular season. But they're 19-3, and that game did not affect either way whether they would get the bye in the number one seed in Conference 20. And the number one team, they have been number one with the exception of in our preseason poll. They started the year at three. Our preseason number one was Cosby. They lost opening week. Highland Springs took over the second week of our poll, and they've never looked back. And they finish at 22-0. Prohibitive favorites in Conference 11 and possibly even in the 5A South Region. Although right now, Maury, who has now defeated Princess Anne twice this year, once regular season, once in postseason play here this past weekend, may have something to say about it. But Highland Springs certainly with a fantastic shot at going back to the 5A State Championship where they got to last year, but then making the trip to the podium to get the championship trophy rather than the runner-up trophy, as was the case at Siegel Center last year. 22-0, Highland Springs number one. Congratulations to them. And in case you're wondering what our girls' preseason top 10 looked like, this was it. Top 10 preseason poll was Cosby 1, LC Byrd 2, Highland Springs 3, Prince George 4, 5, Monacan, 6, Huguenot, which fell. Tyah Robinson had a great season, but she didn't have a lot of help around her. Collegiate 7, they were in the top 10 a few weeks, and they fell out, and they've been close to getting back into the top 10 most of the year. Glen Allen was 8. They teetered back and forth for a while. Midlothian 9, they've surged up to 4 by the end of the season. Atlee at 10, they were in the bottom of the top 10 for quite a while, and then they fell out and were in the just-out category the last few weeks of the season. So your final girls' top 10 of the year, Highland Springs, Monacan, Cosby, Midlothian, L.C. Byrd, the top 5. Prince George, Tucker, Henrico, Deep Run, John Marshall wraps up the top 10. What was the preseason poll for the boys before we unveil our final boys' top 10 of the year? Well, here it was. 1 was Henrico, 2 L.C. Byrd, 3 Benedictine, 4 George Wythe, 5 Highland Springs, 6 John Marshall, 7 Deep Run, 8 Glen Allen, 9 Hopewell, and 10 Armstrong. Those were the top 10 teams in our preseason poll back at the very end of November, before the season began on December 1st, that Monday night. And they were out of the top 10, out of the top spot for a few weeks, but the Henrico Warriors will finish the regular season where they started. We'll get to that in a moment. Here's our final boys top 10 poll. Number 10, after two very good wins this past week, knocking off John Marshall at John Marshall, and then knocking off what will be the number one seed in the Prep League tournament, St. Anne's Belfield, on their final regular season game. St. Christopher's, the Saints, Nick Sherrod and company, ending up with a regular season record of 19-6, and they will be, have the information right here, the number 4 seed in the Prep League tournament. They will play at home against Woodbury Forest, weather permitting, Tuesday night at 6. If they win, they get St. Anne's Belfield again in the 5:30 semifinal Friday afternoon, and the Prep League tournament semis and championship will be held at Trinity Episcopal School. If you're wondering about the other schools in the Prep League, Collegiate's the 7 seed. They got to go to Fork Union on Tuesday. Trinity Episcopal is the 3 seed. They will host Christ Church on Tuesday at 6 p.m. as well. And if they win, they'll play in that other Friday semifinal on their home floor at a 7:30 start. And that, of course, is good old all weather permitting. We'll just move on from that, because the more I say it, the more frustrated I'm getting. St. Christopher's number 10. Number 9 from last week, and you'll notice there is, I don't think, any change from last week to this week's top 10. Number 9, Deep Run, finishing the regular season at 17-5, and then they withstand the stall tactics of Mills Godwin in the first round of the Conference 11 tournament on Saturday. If you weren't following it on Henrico Sports Saturday afternoon, it was a head-scratcher. It was the first high school basketball game I've covered, and I've been to a ton of them, that the score at the end of one period was nothing-nothing. It was nothing-nothing. The halftime score was 7-6. Deep Run pulled away in the second half to beat Mills Godwin 40-25. Deep Run moves on to the semifinals. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They finished 17-5, now 18-5 after that first-round Conference 11 win Saturday evening. Metoka finishes the season at number 8 with a 17-5 record, and just ahead of them, their Conference 12 mates, Meadowbrook, at number 7, 16-6. If they win, or I should say if Meadowbrook wins, their first-round matchup, Metoka, of course, gets a bye, so does the top seed, L.C. Byrd. It would be Metoka-Meadowbrook in the Conference 12 semis. Winner goes to the 5A South Regionals. Loser goes home. It's very high probability that game's going to happen. Let's not talk about when. But 8 Metoka, 7 Meadowbrook. 6 George Wythe, finishing their season with an official record of 18-4. Since you can only have 22 games, but you'll remember they had to forfeit their final two games because of a discrepancy. They thought that two of the games they played were benefit games and therefore would not count in the VHSL standings, and later found out that they did count, so they had to forfeit their game to Clover Hill, forfeit their final game to L.C. Byrd, which is why they did not have that big Friday night showdown to end the regular season. George Wythe, of course, will be fighting the likes of the next two teams in the Conference 26 tournament this week, which is going to be wild and crazy down in Hopewell. John Marshall finishing the regular regular season is the number 5 team in our poll and the number 4 team in our poll at 21-1, tied for the best record in the area, the Hopewell Blue Devils. And of course, Hopewell will enjoy home field advantage. Just worked out that way. Tournament was scheduled to be at Hopewell no matter what, but they will be the number 1 seed in Conference 26, and we'll see how the Blue Devils will fare if they can survive the gauntlet and move on in 3A East. Top 3, Highland Springs, number 3. They finish at 19-3 in the regular season. Their 3 losses coming to the teams ahead of them in the top 10, teams that have not lost to anyone in the Richmond area so far this season. So A.J. Gaston and company, they will get deep run in the Conference 11 semifinals at Hermitage High School. More on that in a moment. Number 3, Highland Springs. Number 2, the aforementioned Skyhawks of L.C. Byrd, top seed in Conference 12, finishing the regular season at 20-2, 20-0 against teams in the 804. They lost to Cape Henry Collegiate. They lost to Virginia Episcopal. And those games didn't even take place in the 804. One down at the coast, one over in Roanoke. The Skyhawks are unbeaten so far within this area code, and we'll see if that keeps on come conference tournament time. And finally, the number 1 team, and they were number 1 for the majority of the weeks in our poll this year. And their lone loss came in their Holiday Hoops Tournament Championship by 1 point to defending 6A state champions Colonial Forge. We had that game live here on RVA Sports Network just after Christmas. 68-67 was the final. The Warriors of Henrico, 21-1 on the season. The one loss by a single point on a neutral floor to the defending 6A state champs. Otherwise, they are 21-0. Now, against the 804. Now, mind you, 2 very close games with Highland Springs, and they got to get past a surging Hermitage team on Hermitage's home floor in the Conference 11 semis before they can start thinking about maybe a rematch with Highland Springs in round 3 for the Conference 20 tournament championship and the right to have the top seed going into 5A South Regional tournament play from Conference 11. So there's some work for Coach Vance Harmon and company to do, and Coach Harmon was at the tournament yesterday at Highland Springs most of the day and took in the semifinal action, especially Hermitage with their win holding off a late surge by Atlee, who almost won the game. Then Hermitage forces overtime, and they win in overtime by 9. And it'll be the Panthers, who've won 7 in a row to get themselves to this point, against Henrico. So that's your final top 10 boys of the year. It's Henrico, L.C. Byrd, Highland Springs, Hopewell, John Marshall 1 through 5. George Wythe, Meadowbrook, Metoica, Deep Run, and St. Christopher's rounding out the top 10. Okay, let's review this tournament schedules, and we're just going to assume that this storm will never happen, okay? And if there's no snow and everything is supposed to be the way that it is. First in the Prep League, Boys Prep League tournament schedule. We mentioned a moment ago, but we'll review it quickly. St. Christopher's hosting Woodbury Forest Tuesday, 6 p.m. If they win, they get St. Anne's Belfield, the number 1 seed, on Friday at 5:30 at Trinity Episcopal. 7-seed Collegiate at 2-seed Fork Union Tuesday. 6-seed Christchurch at 3-seed Trinity Episcopal Tuesday at 6. Winners of those 2 games play against each other 7:30 Friday night at Trinity Episcopal. Championship game is Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Now, let's look ahead to the other conference tournaments. Public school-wise, Conference 11, Hermitage beats Atlee in boys play 81-72 in overtime on Saturday. So Hermitage gets Henrico on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Hermitage. Hermitage, the predetermined host for Conference 11 semifinal action. But the low seed will actually have the home field advantage, something Henrico's used to, because you'll note they played their first, I think, 16 games of the season on the road. 7:45 semifinal Tuesday night will pit Highland Springs, the 2 seed, against Deep Run, the 40-25 winners over Godwin Saturday evening. And, of course, those 2 teams played against each other on January 5th, and Highland Springs demolished Deep Run. Now, I'm sure the Wildcats will be a different team coming into this game. They were completely discombobulated on that night. We were there covering it live on Twitter at Henrico Sports. We were there covering that game live on Twitter at Henrico Sports, and it was just all Highland Springs. But I know George Lancaster and company And they're going to be ready for deep run. And they're going to be ready for a much better Wildcats squad as well. So that should be a good semifinal. Again, weather permitting Tuesday night. Girls Conference 11 yesterday. Atlee defeats Hermitage, so they will move on Wednesday night at Hermitage to play number one Highland Springs in the 6 o'clock semi. Henrico, the 2 seed, will get the 3 seed deep run in the 7:45 semifinal. As we talked about a few moments ago, they finished 8-9. In our girls' final top 10 poll. Championship Friday for Conference 11. It's at Highland Springs, where the first round was held on Saturday. Girls' championship at 6, boys' championship at 8 p.m. RVA Sports Network will be at the Tuesday night and Wednesday night semifinals at Hermitage High School, both nights, doing live tweet coverage on both Hanover and Henrico sports of the boys' and girls' semifinals. Conference 3. Underway Monday with first round action. Thomasdale at James River in boys, Franklin County at Verina, and that game is supposed to start at 6 p.m. Now, of course, these games are all up in the air right now because of the timing of when the snow is scheduled to come in Monday evening. Will they try to get them in with schools closed Monday? Maybe they'll try to play them early in the afternoon and get them done rather than have to try to postpone them, and then we'll wait and see what happens there. And if we get any changes, we will keep you posted on Twitter, on our Henrico Sports and our Chesterfield Sports feeds. But Conference 3 works like this, and this is all subject to change thanks to the weather. But boys, first round Monday, Thomasdale at James River, Franklin County at Verina. The winner of Dale James River plays number 2 Cosby on Wednesday night at Cosby. Winner of Franklin County Verina plays PH Roanoke in Roanoke, the number 1 seed Wednesday night. Girls first round action. PH Roanoke comes to Chester to take on the 3 seed Thomasdale at 5:30. Verina goes to Franklin County. That game's supposed to be at 5:30. The winner of PH Roanoke Thomasdale goes to number 2 James River Wednesday night. The winner of Verina Franklin County goes to number 1 Cosby on Wednesday night. And I would suspect that the girls will tip at 6 p.m. and the boys will tip afterwards, 7:45, 8 o'clock, that range. Conference 3 championships are held at the host of the higher seed on Friday night. So there could be a doubleheader, say if Cosby won both semifinals, or and maybe the number 1 seed PH Roanoke and the boys got knocked out. But it's possible if seeds hold to form that Cosby would host Friday night's girls' championship game. Cosby could win the semifinal. They may have to go to Roanoke to play on Friday night. So that's Conference 3. And again, can't emphasize enough, as soon as we get tournament changes due to this impending weather, we'll let you know on Twitter. Conference 3 would be affected by on Chesterfield Sports and Henrico Sports on Twitter. And, of course, we'll send all of it out on our main network, Twitter feed. Man, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. The RVA Sportsnet. Conference 20 tournament finals. Well, finals will be Friday, but the tournament bracket. Boys, first of all, Glen Allen, top seed, number 1 seed, they go to the semifinals. They will await the winner of the 4-5 game between Hanover and Dinwiddie at Dinwiddie Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. And then also on Tuesday night, J.R. Tucker, the 6 seed, goes to number 3 Monacan at 7. Number 7 Midlothian goes to number 2 Caroline at 7:30, because there's a doubleheader there at Caroline on Tuesday night. Boys semifinals will be Wednesday night at Midlothian High School. The top seed Glen Allen gets the Dinwiddie-Hanover winner at 6 p.m. The winner of Tucker-Monacan plays the winner of Midlow and Caroline at 7:30. That's all at Midlothian High School. And then the winners go to the championship at Midlothian on Friday at 8 p.m. Girls, Monacan, number 1 seed, they're off to Wednesday night. First round games on Tuesday night. Number 7, Dinwiddie at number 2, J.R. Tucker, 7 o'clock. Number 6, Hanover at number 3, Midlothian at 7. Number 5, Glen Allen at number 4, Caroline at 6 p.m. Again, they have a doubleheader, boys and girls, at Caroline. Semifinals for Conference 20, Thursday at Midlothian High School. Number 1 Monacan would play the winner of Caroline Glen Allen at 6 p.m. Then the winner of Midlow Hanover gets the winner of J.R. Tucker Dinwiddie at 7:30. Championship game Friday, 6 o'clock at Midlothian. If, for some reason the snow never materializes and we get everything in on time, we will be live tweeting the Conference 20 Girls semifinals on Thursday night at Midlothian High School. RVA Sports Network will be there. We have not determined where we're going to be on Championship Friday night. It could be Conference 11. It could be Conference 12. It could be Conference 20. We have not made a final decision yet. As soon as we do this week, we'll let you know on Twitter. Conference 12 tournament. Buys and the boys, one seed Bird, two seed Metoica. They don't play Tuesday. First round is number 6 Clover Hill at Meadowbrook, number 3 at 6 o'clock, number 5 Prince George, number 4 Manchester at 8 o'clock, and both of those games are at Manchester High School. Manchester High School and Prince George are hosting the Conference 12 tournament. There is no higher seed home games. So again, the boys Tuesday night, Clover Hill, Meadowbrook at 6. It'll be Prince George, Manchester at 8. Those games Tuesday night at Manchester. And then the semifinals will be Thursday night at Manchester. The winner of Prince George, Manchester gets number 1 Bird at 6. The winner of Clover Hill, Meadowbrook gets number 2 Metoica at 8. Championship is Friday, 8 p.m. at Manchester High School. Girls, also first round Tuesday night at Prince George. Number 6 Metoica against number 3 Clover Hill at 6. Number 5 Manchester versus number 4 Meadowbrook at 7:45. Skyhawks and Royals, as we mentioned earlier, get the byes into the semis. Semis are Wednesday night at Prince George. LC Bird gets the Manchester Meadowbrook winner at 6. Prince George, the 2 seed, gets the Metoica Clover Hill winner at 7:45. And then the girls' tournament moves to Manchester for Friday night's championship game, which will tip at 6 p.m. Over in Conference 16, involving Patrick Henry, the Patriots are the 3 seed in both the boys and the girls, and they both get to go play Albemarle. So it's an economical trip for the athletic department at Patrick Henry, at least. Girls' game Tuesday, 6 p.m. Boys' game follows at about 7:30, 7:45. Don't forget, Conference 16 is only a 4-team conference, so if Patrick Henry can win those games, they punch their ticket into the 5A North Regional. And 5A North works different than 5A South historically. They put 12 teams in their tournaments, the region tournament, not 8 teams. But Patrick Henry, with a win Tuesday night in either the boys or girls game, could clinch a 5A North berth. Of course, all that's going to change with realignment next year. All these conference schedules are available on our various websites, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. We are quickly running out of time, so let's get to roll call before we wrap things up here tonight. We have a lot of people to salute. For players that we've seen personally this past week and for some players who have been in the news this week, teams as well. On the roll call, let's congratulate the following. Tyra Whitehead for her big performance Tuesday night, the junior leading on senior night as Cosby knocks off Midlothian by 20 in that game we had live here on RBA Sports Network. Cosby's 17-4 moving into the 6A tournament, Conference 3 first as they want to try to defend their state championship. Good luck to the Titans. Tyra is on the roll call this week. So is the 1-2 punch of Marcus Badger and Mike Silverthorne of Randolph-Macon men's basketball. Wednesday night in front of a packed house at Crenshaw against arch rival Hampden-Sydney. Those two led the Yellow Jackets to their 17th consecutive win, setting the school record for most consecutive victories in men's basketball, knocking off their arch-rival Hampden-Sydney, clinching basically the ODAC championship. They clinched it outright with a win on Saturday against Randolph College. So they've now won 18 in a row. They're 14-0 in the ODAC and 21-2 overall. And they're the number 4 team in America in Division III. And one of the reasons why, Marcus Badger setting a personal high with 14 assists in that win over Hampden-Sydney. Mike Silverthorne hit his first 5 3-pointers in the first half to build a lead that the Tigers could never really, really cut into. Randolph-Macon from pretty much start to finish on Wednesday night. Congratulations to Mike and Marcus. Looking forward to seeing how the freshman, Silverthorne, and one of the 8 seniors, Badger, continues to play as the ODAC tournament looms. Congratulations to some teams who won regional championships on Saturday. Track down at the Boo Williams Sportsplex in Hampden. The Highland Springs boys do it again at the 5A South Region. Congratulations to them on their team championship. And the Atlee girls, they grab the 5A South girls team championship Saturday. Raiders, congratulations to you. In wrestling, Hanover won the state championship in 4A last year, but they did not win the 4A South Region championship. And on Saturday night, as the front came through and the wind howled outside, the Hawks roared inside their home gym at Hanover and methodically took care of the team championship by close to 100 points in total. And they had six individual champions overall, and they're taking nine wrestlers to the 4A state championships at the Salem Civic Center on Friday and Saturday. So good luck to Aaron Bradley and the Hawks. And to Matoaka, who did win the 5A South Region last year on the way to the 5A state title. They repeat Saturday night at Clover Hill, where they won it a year ago, and they're on their way to defend their 5A state championship. Congratulations to the Hawks and to the Warriors on our roll call this week. Want to single out Olivia Fisher from Atlee for being a double winner at the 5A South Regional Swimming Championships on Saturday, picking up wins in both the 50 and the 100 freestyle, as the Atlee girls had a fantastic finish. And really, the Atlee girls, the Atlee boys, with great finishes in team competition, some of their best totals ever against the powerhouses down at the coast. But also the Lee Davis boys and girls finishing sixth in team standings in both boys and girls in the 5A South region. Swimming is coming alive here in Central Virginia. You had the Henrico County Championships on a Friday night. Douglas Freeman won the championship there. We are hoping that as soon as next year, the Henrico schools will be recognized officially by the VHSL, and they can join us in swimming. Right now, it's the Hanover County Schools, Colonial Heights, Goochland, Maggie Walker, and that's about it for swimming. But we hope to have several Henrico schools in the VHSL mix maybe next year, certainly 2 years from now. Really looking forward as swimming continues to grow by leaps and bounds. What a great year for Douglas Freeman gymnast Cameron Shears. And Cameron, you're in the roll call this week for finishing second in the all-around at Saturday's 5A South Region Championships in Gymnastics over at Deep Run High School. And she will advance to the 5A State Individual Championships, which will take place this coming weekend. Reminds me a lot of how Kristen Valisek did last year for Patrick Henry, ending up winning second overall in the state. So good luck to Cameron next weekend as she goes for state championship title. Hopes there for Freeman and for their gymnastics program. Want to congratulate St. Christopher's, their hoops team. We talked about them a little while ago. Two huge wins to get them into tournament play. Knocked off the number one seed in the tournament at home Friday night. Before that, went to John Marshall, beat John Marshall. Good week for the Saints, and maybe it gets them the momentum they need for a deep run in a VISAA action. To a Trinity Episcopal, the boys team, collegiate, the girls team, both winning VISAA state championships in swimming on Saturday. Congratulations to you. We put you in the roll call as well. And then we want to send a special salute to three women's basketball players that we want to say thank you to on the roll call today. Taylor Kane of Hermitage High School, whose senior season came to an unfortunate end due to an injury suffered in a game that we were at on Monday night at Atlee High School, the game that Hermitage won by 5 points. And ironically, Hermitage then turned around and lost to Atlee by 5 Saturday in the Conference 11 tournament. Taylor Kane unavailable for that game. We wish you a speedy and quick and full recovery, Taylor, and thank you for your contributions to Hermitage High School women's basketball. And we can't talk about Hermitage basketball without talking about one Destiny Walker. You know, this is one of the things that I don't like about the postseason, is that we begin to see the parade of last games for some very special players. And Destiny Walker is certainly one of them. She came. She moved into the Richmond area from up north a few years ago, moved into Hermitage's area, started going to Hermitage High School, and immediately made an impact on that Panther program. I was there, unfortunately, the night late in her sophomore year 2 years ago, where she tore up her knee, suffered a torn ACL, if memory serves me correctly, rehabbed the entire offseason, was back in action last year as a junior, and then, of course, leading the Panthers again this year as a senior. And yesterday, as we record this Saturday afternoon, 29 points in her final game with Hermitage. I know how disappointed she was leaving the court on Saturday afternoon. And I saw a tweet from her late Saturday night, you know, kind of the realization hitting her that her final high school game had been played. But she's on her way to Wake Forest. So she's going to make an impact there. She's going to make an impact in the ACC. But most importantly, she's going to continue her education, We checked with the official scorer, and he came back to us late on Saturday at Conference 11 and said 1,377 points for Destiny Walker. And Destiny, we just want to salute you here on the roll call, congratulate you on a fantastic career, and let you know we're going to be following you the next 4 years, not just on the basketball court at Wake Forest, but rooting for you to get that degree. Just like all the kids that we follow here in high school and then on to college, we're happy when they do well on the court or on the field or wherever the case may be athletically, but we're even more happier when we can watch them walk across the stage 4 or 5 years later and make a positive impact on their future. That's the thing that excites us the most here at the RVA Sports Network. So, Destiny, go take Wake Forest by storm. You'll have some help with Ariel Stevenson and then Tyra Whitehead coming in behind you a year from now. But Destiny, it's been a pleasure covering you at Hermitage. Good luck to you down at Wake Forest. She certainly earns the roll call position in this edition of Central Region Now. So does Taylor, her teammate. Taylor, hang in there, my friend. And got to send a shout out quickly as we close to Olivia Healy at University of Richmond Women's Basketball. As we continue our season-long coverage of Atlantic 10 Women's Hoops, the tournament now is just 2 weeks and change away. Wednesday night, March 4th, is the first night of the tournament. So it's almost here, practically, the home stretch of the regular season in college basketball coming up. Olivia had a knee injury that prematurely ended her freshman year last year. She rehabbed. She came back from it. She's been a key contributor off the bench for Coach Michael Schaefer and the Spiders during their run into the upper echelon of the Atlantic 10. And it was unfortunate to find out the news that she suffered yet another knee injury and has had surgery, and her season has come to an end for the second year in a row due to injury. And our best wishes to Olivia for another full and complete recovery. If there's anybody who's got the grit and the determination to come back and get back on the court at the Robins Center, after talking with her last year and again this year, it is Olivia Healy. And Olivia, I know we're going to see you there soon, back at it on the court, if that is what you desire to do. And we look forward to covering you again in 2015-16. And know that, of course, you will be a strong emotional presence for that Richmond team as they make a push here in the final weeks for maybe a top four seed and a bye to Friday at the Atlantic 10 Women's Tournament. And if you don't have your tickets yet for that tournament, I hope you'll get them. You can get them. There's a link to them on our website. Just go to our special A10 website. It's a10rva.blogspot.com. a10rva.blogspot.com. So that's the roll call for this week on this edition of Central Region Now. As we come to a close on our podcast, again, with the weather the way it is, we will keep you posted on any changes with conference tournaments. You know, we've got the snow coming in Monday evening, snow heavy at times Monday night, done by Tuesday, but then the temperature may only get above freezing briefly Tuesday, and then it's going to dive into the deep freeze again. We're talking possibility of temperatures as low as below zero by Wednesday night or Thursday night overnight, and so what falls may not melt for a while, and this could be a week where we tweet more about school closings than we do about final scores. So stay with us on Twitter all week long for tournament updates, schedule changes, school closings, weather updates, traffic updates, whatever the case may be. We'll be on the case for you all week long, as we always are. And sometimes people go, you know, you're sports, why are you talking about weather? And the answer is, those of you who know, our parent company, HCS Media Network, LLC, our motto is sports, family, life, and we cover what you talk about on Twitter. And I'll tell you, when the weather gets tough, you guys talk about it constantly, and we are there to keep you covered as well. So join us on Twitter, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, for tournament updates, school closings, weather news, etc. And the same, of course, for the Richmond City Schools, Tri-Cities, surrounding counties. Updates on our spring sports broadcast schedule, which should start to take shape this week or next week as we get set for baseball, softball, and more. All of that coming up on our main network feed on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us on this edition of Central Region Live, exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network. Let's go. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for being with us. Be safe, stay warm, and we sure hope to see you courtside some point later this week. Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network. I'm telling you, it's not my night to talk. Copyright 2015, HCS Media LLC, all rights reserved. And of course, our podcast is for the exclusive and non-commercial use of our audience, and any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of RVA Sports Network is prohibited. Be careful and have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Twitter.